God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. Have you ever been on a bumpy flight? Few things can be more miserable and sometimes nerve-wracking than being on a flight. It just feels totally out of control. I mean, the wind and the air is what actually gives you transport when you're on a plane, and yet it's also sometimes a thing that seems to be fighting tooth and nail against your flight and against your safety, or at least against your comfort. You know, you might think, well, maybe I'll take a boat next time. Well, you find yourself in the same trouble there. You know, at the end of the day, the only way to avoid all risks is to not travel. Maybe just stay at home. Maybe just stay in bed. But that's not the way we ought to live life, though it can sometimes be a temptation. Acts 27 is all about wind. Powerful, unyielding, arbitrary, cruel. You know, the wind. Remember when you were a kid and you were flying a kite and the wind just would not cooperate and you just thought, what can I do? You can't even see the wind. It's so big, it's so massive, it's so powerful, it's so impersonal and unyielding. Sometimes I've been skiing and I'm riding up the ski lift to get to the top of the mountain, and you're just kind of hanging between the ski lift and the ground, so to speak. You're sitting on that ski lift and the wind whips up and just cuts you to the bone, and there's just nowhere to go and nothing you can do. It just feels unyielding and cruel, that wind. Well, Acts 27 is about Paul's journey where they would go to Italy, to Rome. He was on trial and he had appealed to Caesar, and so to Caesar he would go. The Bible says in verse 4 that the winds, they were sailing, and so wind is everything. The wind was contrary. Maybe you feel that way, like you're heading into a headwind all the time. You're trying to do something and the wind just seems to be pushing against you. The universe seems to be pushing against you. Verse 7, the Bible describes the wind as slow and unyielding. It wouldn't allow them to do what they wanted to do. Maybe you're at a point in your life where, you know, on your voyage, it's just things are going so slow and you wish they'd just speed up, but they won't. Maybe, and this is probably 1 out of 10 people. Verse 13 talks about a soft wind. And maybe you have a soft wind right now. At the moment, you have a tailwind, and it's gentle. But verse 14 says, but not long after there arose against it a tempestuous wind called Euroclydon. So maybe, you know, you're in a tempestuous wind. It's so bad, so vicious that it even has a personality, has a name. The Bible goes on to say they were driven and tossed by this wind. Eventually, verse 20, all hope was taken away. All hope was lost, but not for Paul. And I'll tell you why. Because Paul knew that God rules the wind. You know, I don't know where you are. Maybe life's going too slow, too fast. It's stormy. Maybe you're frightened. Maybe you're impatient. Maybe you're frustrated by the unyielding nature of life, like the wind. Remember that God rules the wind. Sometimes we can endure things if we know that there's a purpose. We know there's a reason. But sometimes life just seems so without reason, without purpose, and that's hard to bear sometimes, and maybe that's where you are. Nonetheless, God rules the wind. In verse 22, Paul said, and now I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship. For there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve, saying, fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar. Then he says in verse 25, wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God. Be of good cheer. Now, what brought that on? Paul said, I serve God and I belong to God. This trip belongs to God. Our possessions belong to God. Our schedule belongs to God. I belong to God. And so this storm, this trouble, this belongs to God. Fear not. Be of good cheer, he says, for I believe God. When the disciples were in that stormy sea in the boat, Jesus was in the boat with them, and he told them, we're going to the other side. Whenever Jesus says, we're going to the other side, no matter the storm in the middle, if his intent is to go to the other side, that's exactly where you will go. Now, I don't know the future, and you don't either, and that itself can be a cause for frayed nerves. But remember that as arbitrary and as unyielding and as powerful as life may seem at times, there is a God, and God rules that wind. When the disciples were in that storm, they were fearful, first of all, of the storm. This is back in the Gospels. And then they feared the one who could calm the storm. Friend, The God you serve is greater than the storm you fight right now. God rules the wind. And so be of good cheer and trust God.